doing the Avat Chesed, and Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that it's a tremendous merit to cause others to give tzedakah, to be the collector, to be the gabbai, to be the one in charge of the funds. And he says a person has to know that even if it's a lot of work, a person shouldn't be lazy. The harder you work, the more wages you're going to get for it. And even if you bump into people who mock you and scorn you because you're doing this, a person shouldn't worry about it. And he should know that if they mocked him, so it was harder for him, so the one above will repay him even more for it. That he accepted shame in the name of his Creator. And that's an idea that we find in the Codex and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simon Reishon on Zayin. That if a person collects charity on behalf of the poor, and then the poor curse him out, he shouldn't worry about it. Because the more he has to work hard, so the more merits he's getting. And the same concept applies here. If the people who are donating curse him out, so it's the same concept. What?
How would you do? I mean, if you curse someone out,
but
and you give
him
to him, I mean, you don't even get a sechab forgiven.
Well, I think Hashem calculates both. He said, the Chafetz Chaim says, I found a nice allusion to this concept that if you cause others to do mitzvos, that has great wages, because the Pasuk says, Al ken anochi mitzavecha lemo, patoch tiftach yadecha. Hashem says, therefore I command you, open, you shall open your hand to your brother the poor. Rotze lomar, sheitzave vizrei zachim, sheyadam patoch letzdaka. Anochi mitzavecha lemo. The Chafetz Chaim is interpreting it to mean, I command you saying, meaning I command you to tell others, patoch tiftach yadecha, open your hand and help out the poor. So he says, there you have an allusion to this idea that it's a tremendous thing if you could get others to help the poor. Not only that a person helps himself, but by getting others to help, that's a tremendous thing. He says, I've spoken at length about this so that people recognize how great is this concept of one who causes others to do mitzvah. All of this is included in the idea of the trait of kindness. Then you have people who always try to get out of being the organizer, being the one who gets others to perform. And sometimes it could be a very important task, a very important thing at hand, but they don't want to be the one to get others to donate. And if no one wants to be the organizer, so then it's not going to happen. And they're not doing good by trying to get out of it. A person has to realize it's not comfortable, no one wants to be the one to do it. But at the end of the day, just because of that, it's a tremendous thing that a person agrees to be the one to do it. And there are many things. About a year ago, I had an idea of putting together certain videos online for children. Educational Torah videos. I didn't know. So at the time, I couldn't find anything out there. This goes back maybe a year or two or three. I don't remember how many years ago. I think it was a year ago, but maybe it was two or three years ago. Remember. Arutz Meir Leiladim, right. So that wasn't around yet. And I spoke to a certain donor and I said to him, look, I don't need your donation. You make the Arutz. You make a channel. Kids are online today and kids need to have good content. So why don't you arrange it? I'm not interested in arranging it. I'm busy enough without it. I just think it should be done and I think it's doable and I think that it could even be lucrative because afterwards you could sell advertising space. I just think that the idea has to get off the ground. So at the time he gave me a very interesting piece of musa. He said to me, look, I'm not going to give you a penny, but I will give you advice. He said, if you have a good idea, and you say whoever wants should perform that idea, should do it, and you're willing to help them and guide them, it'll never happen. The fact that it's a good idea is irrelevant. The question is, who's going to take it and say, I'm going to see to it that it gets done.
If, with
the
ball.
What?
Who's going to run with the ball?
Yeah, who's going to run with the ball? He said, if you're willing to follow through and ensure that this idea becomes a reality, then it might. But if you don't, then the fact that you're telling me could be lucrative, and you're telling me how we could succeed, and you're telling other people, that's not going to get anything done. If you want to get it done, you have to get it done. And that's the idea that Chafetz Chaim just said. He said, sometimes you have things that have to get done. You have Jonathan Pollard sitting in prison. Someone has to say, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to try and get him out. And the same holds true for many situations. People have to take responsibility and say, I'm going to get it done. And the second you take responsibility, it's not so comfortable starting to talk to people and trying to get other people to work on behalf of the cause. But that's exactly what he's saying, that he went to great lengths here, explaining why it's so important, because very often people shy away from that responsibility. It's easier to give a donation than to be the one who says, I'm going to take charge. But if everyone's going to say that, then no one's going to take charge and things won't happen. And that's why he went to great lengths, explaining how great is the merit of one who sees to it that things get done, so that we would all take heed and realize that there are going to be our opportunities where we should be the ones to see that something gets done.